Wake up, hibernation is over, spring is here, the equinox is upon us. Wake up, it's well past 4:30 a.m. in mid-March, dawn in 2 hours. Wake up. Will you shut up?
Jeez, this is not fair.
Just 5 more weeks, please.
Seems chilly out there. My nose might freeze.
Oh, but my toes might freeze.
Mid-March is calling. It's well past 4:30 a.m. in mid-March. Dawn in 2 hours. Wake up.
It's so cozy in here.
What's even changed out there anyway?
I had a really horrid dream.
Oh, did you?
All the humans had problems with each other, so they came to the park every day.
No way. I dreamed that too. Overzealous outdoors types.
They even kicked Aunt Mary's burrow in.
No, I dreamt that too. Maybe it wasn't a dream.
Oh, just a few more weeks. So cozy.
Oh, no. Wait, what if it wasn't a dream?
Wake up.
Yoo-hoo! I've been up for 3 weeks already. Come on, get up.
Oh, come on. What's changed out there, Squirrel? Anything new? Same old?
Well, the humans are still at it. They walk in the nature every day. Didn't even stop in the winter, according to the geese. But apparently, they're getting some medicine to stop them doing it.
Oh.
So nothing new, then?
I heard a new museum opened, actually.
Oh, well. What are you going to snack on first, then, Timmy?
Well, it's called the Museum of Openness. And it's our size. Small. And it's open all the time. From soon, I think.
Well, it says it in the name.
Oh, I don't know, Squirrel.
Oh, no.
Museums don't suit me.
Ah, here
they
we
hang
go.
The pictures too high, and they put ventilation shafts everywhere, so you trip and stumble.
Not everywhere.
And you could risk falling to your perilous end down one of those.
Some of them even charge an admissions fee.
Wake up.
So it's open to what?
It's called the Museum of Openness.
Wake up.
It helps grow your brain, you know, being open.
Hey, don't underestimate the capacity of my brain, Buster.
Wake up.
It opens your eyes.
Hey, what are you implying? I'm nocturnal.
Don't tell the bat.
It makes you think of new ideas.
Like
I said, wake up.
Oh, jeez. I'm just going to go and stick my head in the ground.